Turn, if you will, in your Bibles today to John chapter 9. John chapter 9. Starting with verse 1, we'll read the first two verses. Now, as Jesus passed by, he saw a man who was blind from birth, and his disciples asked him, saying, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" Jesus answered, "Neither this man nor his parents sinned, but that the works of God should be revealed in him." Let us pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, today we are thankful that we can come in your house and just worship you and laugh and talk and, Lord, listen to the beautiful hymns and the music. But, Lord, come to this time where we preach your word. And Lord, as we listen to the word, I pray that we will open our hearts and we bind Satan away from this place and loose your spirit upon this place today, that people might hear and make the decisions they need to make this morning. And God will give you the praise and glory, for it's in Christ's name we ask it. Amen. There's an old song, country and western song, went like this. "I wandered so aimlessly, life filled with sins. I wouldn't let my dear Savior in. Jesus came to me like a stranger in the night. And praise the Lord, I saw the light." Praise the Lord, I saw the light. Now that could be said of this story that we read. This man was born blind, and Jesus came to him and opened his eyes, but not only opened his eyes, opened up his heart to eternal life, you see. He will never forget that moment when Christ came into his life. We have a man born blind. He entered this world into a veil of darkness, but all that changed in his life when this man named Jesus Christ came into his life. Jesus says, "I am the light of the world." This man was born blind, but he didn't die that way. He was born in darkness, but he was born again into the precious light of the Lord. He was born where he could not see, and he was born again that he might see. And the Bible tells us that Jesus Christ is the light. And I want to ask you this morning, do you have Jesus Christ in your life? Is he the light of your life this morning? Has salvation come into your heart this morning? I want us to look at some things about this man. First, I want you to think about the misery of the man born blind, the misery of the sightless man. If we examine this miracle, it is a picture of every person here that has yet to accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. When you are born, the Bible says we're born into sin. We're born into darkness. We're born without the light of Jesus Christ in our life. The Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Everyone who's never accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior are in darkness this morning, are blind to the truth of the gospel. Now, when Jesus passed by, he saw this man who was blind from birth. You and I, likewise, without Christ, are blind at birth. We don't know Jesus Christ. And Jesus said to a man called Nicodemus, "Nicodemus, you must be born again." And Jesus says to each one of us this morning, if we want to come in out of the darkness into the light, we must be born again. Have you been born again? You see, the Bible says we cannot see the kingdom of God if we're not born again. We cannot come into the light until we're born again. the answer in John 1, verse 4, it says, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. When you see the Lord, there is light. And when you see the Lord, there is life. In him is life. And the Bible says there is light in Christ Jesus. I think back over to Genesis chapter 1 when God created Adam and put him in the Garden of Eden. The Bible says that God walked in fellowship with Adam. He talked with Adam in the coolness of the garden. There was a relationship there. He came to live in Adam. But when Adam disobeyed God, well, God vacated the premises. God doesn't enter into where that sin is in our life. He moved out. When the Lord went out, guess what? The life went out. He says, Adam, the moment you sinned, you know, if Adam had not sinned, he'd still be living. But the moment you sinned, you die. Now, he wasn't talking about physical death. He was talking about that spiritual death. The moment he sinned, the light of God went away. And he saw that ugliness of his disobedience. He saw that in that darkness that they were naked, the Bible says. You see, the absence of light means there's darkness there. I've been in this church in nighttime when all the lights was out and you can't see anything. You better be careful trying to walk through here because it's dark. So I always go in the back and I turn on the light. It makes sense, doesn't it? Why? Light dispels darkness. Now, a man who lives in spiritual darkness cannot see because there is no light in his life. You can have 20/20 vision, but be spiritually blind in darkness. Did you understand that? You can have good eyesight, but if you've never been born again spiritually, you're living in darkness. The problem with people today who don't believe in God, they don't understand that. They don't understand that God is the light. You see, you must believe with your heart that God is the Son of God. To have that light come in your life, you have to trust God. And if you're lost here this morning, you're walking, the Bible says, in darkness. You're blind. All people who don't believe are really in misery. They're living in a world that is dark. You know, we live in a dark world today. All around us, our world seems to be going down. The old devil seems to be leading people further and further away from God. If I didn't know Jesus Christ, there would be no hope. If you don't know Jesus Christ, the Bible says there is no hope. My hope is built in Jesus Christ. I'm looking for that blessed hope. I'm looking for that glorious appearing. My hope is not in this world. My hope is my heavenly home in Christ Jesus. I'm looking for that. Our world is so spiritually dark out there. I was thinking, I saw there this big thing now. They're wanting to talk about restrooms, men and women together. And I'm thinking, you know, there's enough sexual perversion and there's enough women raped, child abused, and they can't see that what that's going to lead to is just more and more that. Why can't they see that? They're blind. The devil's got a hold of them. They're blind. And let me tell you something. The Bible says if you are in Christ, you are the light of the world. We as Christians must tell the world. We must shed that light. Let them know how we feel about that. Don't just sit by and do nothing. Do something about it. Well, the people here, the man was born blind. And they asked Jesus Christ, Rabbi, who sinned? This man or his parents? Now, immediately the Pharisees were asking that question. They assumed back then a physical handicap was a sign of a spiritual displeasure. In other words, if something bad happened to you, they believed that you must have did something wrong towards God. Well, let me tell you something. We still believe that today. I hear all the time somebody fall into some trouble. They'll be doing something and they have problems in their life and they say, why did God do this to me? We blame everything on God, don't we? Well, they assume that God did that to him. Reminds me of the story. You probably heard it, but I'm going to tell it again about the lady that wanted to have a bird and she bought this parrot and the guy said, well, the only thing wrong with that lady, that parrot cusses like a sailor. And she said, well, I can correct that. First day she went home, she started talking to him and said, in Jesus' name and all that. And he used some foul language and she threw him in the freezer. She shut the door on that parrot and she left him there 15 minutes and said, took him out and she said, now, in Jesus' name, he said, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. Made a change in his life. And she said, you got any questions, parrot? He said, I want to know what that turkey did in there. They thought something was bad in this man's life that he had done. Or if he hadn't have done it, his parents had have done it. But friends, we are spiritually blind from birth. Jesus says neither. David said in Psalm 51:5, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me. This man was not blind because he could not see. He could not see because he was blind. Man is a sinner, not because he sins. He's a sinner because he was born that way. You see, man is born without God. And that is why he must be born again. I was born again in 1975, May 5th, 1975. I was born physically August the 19th. I almost didn't figure that out. August 19th, 1952. Beautiful year that year. That was a glorious year. I came into my parents' life. They had a precious little baby boy, good-looking baby boy. All the others were fairly good. But no, I was born again in 1975 when I came to know Jesus Christ. My life started eternally right there, the day I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. Have you been born again? Have you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? If not, you are blind. You're blind because you're blind at birth. Not only that, he's begging. Is not this who he who sat and begged? In that day, really the only thing a blind man could do was sit at the gate and beg. There was no handicap laws, no handicap pension, no mercy from society. All they had to do is sit there and beg. Now, if you've ever seen a beggar, and most of them I've seen, not all of them, most of them I've seen are kind of dirty and they kind of smell and they're sitting on the corner and, you know, they're pitiful condition. It's not that sometimes they don't want to or they can't help themselves. They won't help themselves. And this man was just there begging without Christ. You know, the saddest person in the world is not the man who is blind and can't see, but the man who is blind and thinks he really sees. For the Bible says one day we'll die and we'll come before God, and that man who's blind and thinks he really sees is going to say, Lord, hadn't we done this? Haven't I done this in your name? Didn't I go to church down there? Didn't I pray? Didn't I go to Sunday school? Didn't I read my Bible? And Jesus is going to say, I never knew you. You see, Nicodemus was that way. He was a man of the law, and he had studied, and he had done this and all of that. He was probably a pretty good man, as far as the law consists. But Jesus said, Nicodemus, you must be born again. The biggest need today in a man's life is to see that we need Christ Jesus as our Lord and Savior. The biggest problem, I believe, is in America today that we can't see that we really got a problem. We keep saying, oh, everything's all right, it'll all work out. It's not going to get any better. Matter of fact, the Bible says it's going to get worse. We see a human race today that is spiritually dead, spiritually dark, spiritually depraved, and spiritually doomed. We need the light of Jesus Christ. Then we see the ministry of Jesus. I always love this passage of Scripture because it's the ministry of a sovereign master. As long, he says, as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. Jesus came to this man, and he does something kind of unusual, I think, but may not have been in that day. He took some dirt off the ground, and he spit in it, and he begin to work that spit into that dirt and make a mud deal and puts on this man's eyes. I don't know if you think that's unusual or not, but I think that's kind of unusual. I wouldn't want that in my eye. But this man let him do it, and then he said, go wash. And the man went and did exactly what Jesus Christ. And when the Bible says the man, after he washed, he saw with his eyes. Can you imagine being blind from birth, never seeing a sunrise, never feeling the warmth of the sun and seeing where it's come from, never seeing the clouds, never seeing the beauty of the night, the moon, the stars, never seeing any of that. And the Bible says, he's by the Sea of Galilee. Oh, what a beautiful sight that is, folks. And the father's, he never saw his father's face, nor his mother's face, or anyone else that helped him as he was sitting there at the gate. And then Jesus Christ, all of a sudden, meets all of that man's needs. He has good vision now. Man, I can see him now jumping up and down and running and saying, I see, I can see, I can see. I know I'd be thrilled about it. I'd be telling everybody on that street about it. He would have been the happiest person in the world, probably. He can see. And yet the Bible says the elders, they expelled him. They got rid of him. They shut him out. Man, a celebration in his life. You'd think they would have been happy for him, wouldn't you? You'd think his parents would have been happy for him. But they're not saying anything. But they couldn't get this man to shut up. He was talking about this man, Jesus Christ, that a miracle had took place in his life. No longer is he sitting by the gate begging. Man, he's praising the Lord. He's telling everybody. You see, I believe when a person is born again, when Jesus Christ walks into your life, the world walks out. And all you want to do is praise God. All you want to do is give God the glory. That's the reason, man, I just want to come to church. That's the reason I like to go out with a bunch of Christian men, even though we don't catch fish sometimes. You're with brothers and sisters in Christ who love the Lord. And the most special time about those things that I believe we had this week was listening to one another as they prayed and talked about what Jesus Christ meant to him every night. You see, that's what it's all about, telling others about Jesus Christ. That's the ministry of the gospel of Jesus Christ. He's exposed to the light. And when Jesus heard that they had cast him out, Jesus found him and said to this man, "Do you believe in the Son of God?" You see, he knew he had light, but he didn't have the Son of Christ at that time. He knew about the sun and the sunrise. He saw that, but not about Jesus Christ. And verse 38 tells us, he said, "Lord, I believe." Let me tell you something. If you're here this morning and you've never trusted Jesus Christ, all you've heard about him, you've seen him work in other people's lives, but never in yours. I'm going to give an invitation in a little bit. And all you have to do is say, "You know, I realize that I'm lost. I realize that I'm blind to the things of God. I want Christ to come into my life. I want to be like Jesus." Jesus says, "Do you believe?" And he said, "Lord, I believe." Now, this man goes from sight to salvation, just like that. He knows Christ. He goes from wondering about Jesus Christ to worshiping Jesus Christ in his life. Wouldn't you like to really worship God like that? I tell you what, when Jesus Christ comes into your life, they can't shut you up. Man, you're going to tell about him. Let's look at his progression of faith. Look at verse 10. It's an exciting verse. "Therefore they said to him, 'How were your eyes opened?'" Look what he says. "He answered and said, 'A man called Jesus.'" They asked him about his eyes, and he said, "A man called Jesus opened my eyes." Look at verse 17. They said to the blind man again, "What do you say about him because he opened your eyes?" And he said, "He's a prophet." So he's gone from a man to a prophet. And then if you look on down in 29, all right, let's go to 31. 31. They ask him again, and he's a worshiper of God. Man. "The man answered and said to them," in verse 20, "Why is this a marvelous thing that you do not know where he is from? Yet he's opened my eyes. He's the Son of God." And 35. The Son of God. You see how his faith is progressing? First, he says he's a man. He's a good man named Jesus. Then he's a prophet. He's a great man. And then he's the Son of God, the God-man. Folks, when Jesus comes into your life, you're going to realize that he is the Son of God, who died on the cross of Calvary for your life and mine. You see, when God gives you a little light, he opens it up more and more as you read and study your word, as you believe. The more you learn about Jesus, the more you know about him. I love that old song, more about Jesus. More of his saving love to show. The more you learn about him. He was excited in his life. These Pharisees had done all they could to deny that this man, born blind, was healed by Jesus Christ. And they ask him and ask him and ask him. And you know what he finally says in verse 25? I believe it's verse 25. "Whether he is a sinner or not, I do not know. But one thing I do know, I once was blind, but now I see." Folks, faith opens up our eyes to Jesus Christ. And then we see the message of the supernatural miracle. The miracle, I read that God may be glorified, or God should be, the works of God should be revealed in him. This miracle is meant to teach us a lesson that Jesus Christ is the light of the world. He is the shining light so that we might see, that we might not be in spiritual darkness all of our life. He is a seeking light. This man was shut out, but Jesus sought him out. Oh, let me tell you something. When we find God, you'll find that God was already looking for you. How did I believe in 1975? Well, the Spirit of God was working in this old lost boy's heart. And every time the preacher preached, every time I heard the Word of God, the Spirit of God was pricking my heart, saying, he's talking to you. He's talking to you. You need to get your life right. You need to open up your heart and let Jesus Christ come in. I was a good person, so to speak. I went to church every Sunday. Man, I started going to church even before I was born. I went in my mother's womb. And boy, we went to church. Let me tell you something. Daddy didn't believe in just going on Sunday morning. He went Sunday night. He went Wednesday night. And man, he drug us kids to church. Every Sunday, we were sitting on the second row usually, because when we sat at the back, we got a whipping. I didn't understand that till I was a little older. Man, we sat there and under the watchful eye of Ed Jones, and you just look ugly. Man, when that preacher said something, you better be eyes and ears focused. He meant business. But we went to church, and I'm so glad that we did. And that day when I was sitting in church in 1975, God was saying, you know, you went to church all your life, but you still hadn't been saved. That morning, I said, Lord, I believe. Lord, I'll step out by faith. And I trusted Christ that day. And the saving light of the Lord Jesus Christ came into my life physically and spiritually and opened my eyes and my mind to the things of God. Have you let him come into your life today? You know, that decision is yours. I can't make it. I can't do it for you. You've got to want that for yourself. You've got to ask Christ to come in your life. Some hear the word and believe. Some will hear the word this morning and refuse and go out of those doors lost. Hank Williams wrote that old song. I pray either your testimony will be just like a blind man. I've wandered along. Worries and fears I claim for my own. Then like the blind man that God gave sight, praise the Lord, I saw the light. Would you come to him today? Maybe you're here and you've already trusted him as your Lord and Savior. You know the Lord, but you haven't been living for him like you should. And you just need to come down to the aisle, down the aisle and to the altar and say, Lord, I realize I need to get my life in the center of your will so that I might enjoy my walk with Christ. Some of you are looking for a church home. This is where God's led you, and you know that, and you want to join this church, I'll be glad to share with you how you can join. And I'm not going to bite you. I'm going to love you, because God says we love one another. So if you're looking for a church home, why not come today? If you're looking for salvation, why not come? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you today, God, for the light that you give freely to all who will believe. And Heavenly Father, I thank you for opening my eyes years ago. I thank you for opening this man's eyes years ago. And Lord, I thank you today that there's somebody here that their eyes need to be opened. Lord, let it be today that you open their eyes that they might come to trust you as Lord and Savior. For it's in your precious name, the name of Jesus, we ask these things. Amen.